On the line, I have Yolanda from the East Side. And who are you love jonesing for?
I just want to make a vow to the love of my life.
Well, go ahead, sweetness.
I promise to never leave you again. I'm back for good, because nothing compares to you and that special sauce you've got.
Ooh, that's deep.
I choose you, Big Mac, forever and always.
Girl, let it out. Confess your love.
Rediscover your love for the Big Mac and its special sauce. And for a limited time, try the Grand Big Mac and Mac Jr. at participating McDonald's.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
It's time for the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7. We now take you back courtside with the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Haworth.
Halftime, 21-21. The Bombers and the Badgers knotted up. We'll check halftime stats coming up here in just a little bit. First, though, we are joined by Lady Bombers head coach Dell Leonard here at halftime. And Dell, tough one tonight, 45-23. This is one of those where... Do you spend much time watching this tape at all tonight?
I probably just burn it. I didn't even recognize us tonight. I don't know what happened. I will always take 100% of the blame. And I'm just, you know, I walked away after the buzzer went in my office and just, I'm just disappointed in myself that for us to look like that. And, you know, we did some things that weren't great at Morrilton that we knew we had to correct, and we worked on those things. And obviously, we got to work harder. Offensively, we knew how they were going to guard us. And you know, Brad, if you'd have told me that we forced them to get out of their man and go to a zone, I would have been like, great, you know. And but we keep putting added pressure on us that we don't need, because we're getting beat down the floor in transition defense, or we're just having breakdowns on defense. And you know, when you struggle like that offensively, you have to overextend, and that's not us, you know. And BB did a good job, and they looked really good tonight. And we had to overextend and get outside of our element a little bit defensively, and just, you know, once we got down, it looked like we were pressing and not really shooting it, but just throwing it, rushing it. And I thought we got some really good looks. We just didn't shoot it very well, and the hole just kind of kept getting deeper and deeper. You know, I mean, I hate it for our kids. I really do.
Let's talk about a young lady we don't get to talk about a whole lot. That's Madeline Collins. She gave you some good minutes off the bench tonight.
So yeah, you know, points. Madeline's just kind of been that steady Eddie all year, and, you know, last week or at the Batesville game, you know, she stepped up for us big time. I felt like without her, we don't win that game. And, you know, we kind of were stuck with, you know, she can face the basket, she can post, she can defend the post. And, you know, you get into coaching and you get through non-conference and you say, okay, here's our depth chart. And what happened was, and it's my decision to decide where everybody's at. And she was about fourth or fifth on both charts. And, you know, I feel like, you know, she kind of got stuck. You know, it was in that gray area where sometimes you might play, sometimes you don't. And but I'm proud of her. And I would say that she's definitely moved up on that chart. And, you know, proud of how she, you know, she looks like, now she's going to tell you, I got to do things better. She knows that, and so does everybody else. But what I like about her, she doesn't flinch. She doesn't play, you know, timid. She plays aggressive. And I thought she got some great rebounds tonight and hit some shots. She may have been our leading scorer for all
she
I know.
She was, yeah, 7 points, yeah.
And I'm proud of Madeline. And, you know, we'll always try to find positives. And I think that was a huge positive. And we're going to go to work. I mean, we know what we got to do, and we're going to go to work. And it's weird with these 5A, 6A games. And every game really matters, and especially you don't want to ever lose like that. But really, these 5A games don't matter. And you know, we kind of try to fix this, these last two regular season games, and then hopefully get right before postseason.
You bet.
And that's the way we have to look at it. And, you know, when you coach for 22 years, you're going to deal with games like this. And it wasn't good tonight, but there's not a girl in a Lady Bomber uniform that, you know, tried to make that happen.
Right.
You know, I think they're just as shocked as I am. And I just told you before you went on the air that I'm just kind of numb right now. I never expected that tonight.
Well, Dale, hey, appreciate the time. We'll see you Tuesday night at Greenbrier.
All right, Brad. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Lady Bombers head coach Dale Leonard. Halftime, 21-21, our score. Mountain Home and BB United up. We'll check stats coming up. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
The Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
21-21, our halftime score. The Bombers and the Badgers knotted up. David Wehmeyer with 8 points to lead the Mountain Home scoring. Colton Peters with 7. BB gets 11 from DeAndre Butler in the first half. 8 rebounds for the Bombers, 7 for the Badgers. Mountain Home started the game with an 11-2 run. BB answered with a 16-6 run. We're knotted up at the break. Second half coming up. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Stay tuned for the second half of action coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.